Stoughton Hospital strives to meet the changing needs of the communities we serve. Our experts provide you with the information you need to make informed healthcare decisions. Here's Melanie Cole with Stoughton Hospital Health Talk.
Have you tried and tried to lose weight? And it's so frustrating when it doesn't happen even as fast as you would like. Or how about maintaining weight? That's not ever as easy either. My guest today is Dr. Vernon Partello. He's a family medicine physician at Meritor Unity Point at Stoughton Clinic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Partello. So tell us about losing weight. Your best advice when people come to you and say, I have 10 or 20 pounds to lose, what is the best way to do it?
Best way to do it actually is to choose a lifestyle that you could maintain long term. Most people actually, when they come in, they're looking for a diet, and there's plenty of fad diets out there that don't show any long term success. So really, what I try and encourage my patients to do is to look at a new lifestyle that includes healthy eating, regular physical activity, and then trying to balance the amount of calories that they consume with the number that their body actually needs or uses.
What about all those pills and potions and powders that they see at 2 o'clock in the morning? Do any of those things really burn your belly fat or help you lose weight?
Unfortunately not. You're looking at a billion-dollar industry that actually has really no success on the long-term end, or even the short-term, unfortunately.
Okay, so they should ignore all of those commercials. Now, what do you think are some of the best tips when you have adopted this lifestyle? I myself like journaling. I think it helps keep you sort of accountable to yourself. What are some tips you can give us for really, really dieting and losing weight?
Well, you're right on track with the journaling. And the studies show that in order to promote a consistent weight loss, you need to journal. There are several different ways to do it. There's the old-fashioned way where you actually have the logbooks and different things that you and I have both given out to patients. But they now have, with our new phones, the capabilities to download apps that make it extremely easy to monitor. A lot of those apps will also help them target the calorie restriction that they need to promote a healthy weight loss. Typically speaking, you know, they want to, from their baseline weight where they're at and the calories that it takes to maintain them there, take off about 500 to 1,000 calories, which promotes about a 1 to 2 pound weight loss per week. And the journaling actually helps secure that. And there's also good studies that show when they enter into the maintenance phase that the journaling is still very important, that they need to journal typically 2 to 3 years when they hit the maintenance phase, a weight where they want to be and they want to maintain wherever it is that they've targeted in order to set the lifestyle change so that the previous habits and eating patterns that they had don't kind of creep back in over time, increasing the calories and thus increasing their weight again.
Dr. Partello, are you a fan of the scale? Do you advise people to step on the scale or not?
I am a fan of the scale. And there's different, actually, studies that they've looked at that. I would tell most people, you know, you want to get on the scale at least, you know, once a week. You know, some individuals find it very useful to get on daily, but I would tell you at least once a week, or if you need to more frequently, you can gauge that on the way that your clothes are fitting. If they seem to be fitting a little bit more tight, you can get on and try and see, you know, where you might be making some mistakes. You know, maybe you changed the portion size of something that you're eating. Maybe you're eating something that's calorie dense more often than you had before, you know, things of that nature.
What about the grocery store? Because that is one of the most confusing parts for dieters or people trying to maintain their weight or eat healthy. What do you do at the grocery store, especially if you don't know what to do with all those fruits and vegetables everyone tells you you're supposed to eat?
That's a very good question. And it's tough. There is some good online resources that people can use. Now they have the MyPlate to kind of help people portion size, and I definitely encourage that. But what you want to do is you want to essentially balance really your protein, your fats, and your carbohydrates. And it's a matter of, in most cases, you know, people don't get sufficient amount of protein over the long haul to promote weight loss or maintenance. And as Americans, we typically have a higher carbohydrate, lower fiber diet, which also promotes, you know, readily weight put on, you know, as far as adipose tissue. When they go to the grocery store, they want to try and eat a kind of a balanced diet. We're getting sufficient protein. Typically, you know, as a female, you want to target around 90 grams for the day. As a male, around 110 grams. And then balance out the fats. Typically, you want to take in, you know, 25% or less. And then the carbohydrates kind of work themselves out if you're using an app that's kind of helping you monitor your calorie intake.
So now then, when do you seek medical advice? If someone's come to you and you've given them this kind of advice, what if they have 50 or 100 more pounds to lose and it's really, really very tough for them? When do you advise them to seek medical advice? And what is that medical advice? Are there medicines out there to help? When does surgery come into play?
Excellent question. I would actually tell anybody that feels that they need to lose weight to seek medical advice to begin with before they begin an exercise routine or a diet program, just to make sure that they're on the right track. You know, and that's something that their family physician can easily help them with. As far as the cases where they need more weight loss or more aggressive weight loss, there's many options out there. You know, there are low-calorie diets that can be detailed out by a bariatric physician. There are very low-calorie diets or the modified protein fast, which has its uses. As far as the guidelines for surgery, typically speaking, you want to have failed medical management before you start entertaining the surgical options. And if that's the case, then if you have comorbidities such as diabetes, dyslipidemia, cholesterol issues, things like that, then a BMI greater than 35 would be a scenario would warrant looking into operative intervention, or in general, someone that is otherwise healthy that has a BMI of 40 or is 100 pounds overweight definitely could entertain looking at the operative interventions. Hopefully, having tried medical management first. Because the things that are taught there still need to be incorporated and done after surgery.
And what do you tell your patients about exercise? You know, we know that the recommendations are to try and get your 10,000 steps a day or 150 minutes a week. Some people find that very hard to achieve. So what do you tell people about getting that activity that can help them lose or maintain weight?
The activity is going to be largely, as far as recommendations, are going to be based on age. So for the individual that's 18 or older, there's several ways to approach it. And the easiest way that I've found to approach it is try and get individuals exercising about 150 minutes per week and essentially doing 30 minutes or a little bit more of moderate walking. When I say moderate walking, if you can gauge your exercise exertion on a scale of 1 to 10, then you would say if you're exercising and you feel it's at about a 5 or a 6, that's moderate walking. And that's actually where I have all of my patients start. Now, we do have an exercise physiologist that works in our bariatric program that will then kick it up a notch from there and add other things such as strength training. And we encourage that as well so that they try and get in, you know, two or more days during the week where they incorporate some strength training as well, involving essentially all of the large muscle groups.
And in just the last few minutes, Dr. Partello, if you will, give us your best advice for all of those weight loss methods out there and fad diets and so many confusing, dizzying commercials that come at everybody to lose weight and why they should come see you at Merit or Unity Point at Stoughton Clinic for advice.
Unfortunately, there's so many things out there that people are inundated with different ideas and thoughts and such. Your best bet is just really to, you know, try and engage in a lifestyle change. You know, what we recommend, and again, we're a multidisciplinary program with a dietitian, an exercise physiologist, and a behavioralist. We recommend, you know, a lifestyle change, something that they can essentially modify, get the palatal satiation, what I like to say is palatal satiation is things that you like to eat, you will still go after those, so that their diet is still enjoyable. And, you know, work on essentially incorporating the exercise, you know, for the long term so that they can essentially enjoy their life while they're doing it. It doesn't seem like a burden. It doesn't seem like the next diet. It's essentially a healthy eating pattern, an exercise pattern that will promote weight loss and then ultimately help them maintain as they continue to do it and promoting their health and decreasing their risk for all the comorbidities.
Thank you so much. It's really great information about the multidisciplinary approach at Stoughton Clinic, Merit or Unity Point. You're listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. And for more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.